Hello, good evening, and welcome everyone to this weekend retreat. And good morning to those joining from the West. So, encouragement to come in camera and sound. Is the voice okay, as in the volume is okay?
ओम शांति सिस्टर।
Om Shanti. So I can't see Prashanti Ben. Possible to come in camera, right? And we have four participants today. Geeta Ben and Sangeeta Ben, Suman Ben. So hello and welcome everyone. And we'll have some very interesting session today, as in like this one finds it very interesting, and it is about the cyclical nature of time, and we will understand it in a different manner. Like you all would be knowing about this time cycle, but we will understand it little differently. So as always, we will start with some moments of silence. And let us come to the truth. We take this opportunity, and in this session, we start with coming to the truth. And we remind ourselves of our existence at a subtle, invisible level. There is this invisible soul, a tiny, tiny conscious living light operating from this body. And this body is like a sophisticated toy for the soul to play the game of life. The soul is eternal, loving and lovely, peaceful, and that is the true nature of the soul. Very different from the body. Any damage to the body, any hurt to the body does not mean damage to the soul. The soul is peaceful beyond harm. And godlike in potential, as powerful as God Himself. A conscious point of energy, which needs nothing from the drama. We give food to the body, but soul needs nothing to exist. So we grasp this concept. We relax. Nothing happens to the soul. There is no rush for anything at the moment. The soul is calm and happy to be in his own self. Very, very secure. Doesn't need any oxygen or insurance also. Absolutely independent from the body. And as we consciously choose to come in the awareness of this body, we remain aware that the soul is beyond harm, absolutely secure, invisible being, lovely, loving, and calm all the time. Thank you. So we start this session, and before we start, and would anyone like to share or comment from the previous sessions, or does anyone has any questions, please feel free to ask before we start. And would anyone like to come in camera? And this would be like a classroom environment. If possible, yeah. If not, then it's still fine. Prashanthi Ben, any questions from the previous sessions? Can you hear?
It's clear, sister.
Okay. And Praveen Bhai, any question, sharing, comment? Okay, we are not hearing anything. All right. So we start. Okay, so we've got some message from Purnima Ben. That's fine, no problem. All right, so we will understand this cyclical nature of time today. And to begin with, we understand that we have our world, which is very different from this world, totally different from this world. And we also know that in this world, we have the Ravan and Maya. And even with so much of knowledge, this Ravan is very stubborn. It doesn't want to go. And that is why we create time for practice, and we have the determination to do this practice. So there is this angel on the one side, and there is this demon on the other side. So today we will know what happens in the theater today, to theater drama. So we will go through what happens step by step as to what happens in the drama. And I'll just check. I think some messages have come up here. So we do not have any network problem here. I don't think so. So maybe you need to switch off and switch on your phone, and then it should be okay, I feel. You can just try that out. Someone is having problem with the network today. All right. Can you hear now, Geeta Ben? You can message if you are okay. Anyways, we will just see. Now one thing about this creation, how this whole world came into being. It has been a very intriguing thing. Like everyone is trying to find out, the science people, the philosophers, and even the religious people, they are all trying to find out, and they have theories about how this world came into existence. Everyone has some theory. But if you ask anyone in particular, as in how this creation came into being, how did this world came into being, the bottom line answer they will say is, we don't know. That is the answer they will say. Or if the scientists, if they are sensible, a sensible scientist, if you ask him, he will say, we are in the process. He won't say we don't know, but he will say we are in the process. So that would be the answer. Now, there is one name in the scientist world, and his name is Peter Russell. And in his book, The End of Time, he says that seeing the present time, we cannot predict what has been in the past. That's what a scientist is writing, that based on the present time, we really cannot know what has happened in the past. So this gives like a new insight. And he, as per him, he actually, according to him, the whole history is like false, you can say. And he says that this is one scientist who's saying that you cannot say what has happened in the past. For example, like, you know, there we see the fossils, we see the bones today. But does anyone know that it existed yesterday or even 100 years back? No one knows, right? It is there today, but no one knows if it existed 100 years back or some time back. No one has seen it. But now it is there in the museum and we see them, but no idea as to whether they existed or not. So this is quite an interesting thing because it's coming from a scientist. And for example, let's say if we see Mahatma Gandhi. Now, Mahatma Gandhi is one figure maybe I have not seen. No, personally, I have not seen. And because I have not seen, I cannot say he never existed. But we know people who have met him and who were there in his times. And they know what has happened and how this all the Indian national movement came and the independence movement. So they know. So we can say that, yes, he was there. But for many other things, we cannot say whether they existed. Yeah, and the name of the scientist, sorry, I think I misinterpreted. He is Julian Barber, not Peter Russell. He is Julian Barber. And in his book, The End of Time, he has written all this. Now, let us come back. So just hold on to this concept, what Julian Barber is saying. And we move to the other concept now. And we now see that there is this world. I will share the screen with you. Is everyone able to understand? Till now, everyone is okay. You can maybe raise your hand or just show me by some way that you have understood till now. Maybe by chat. Okay, so Brother Praveen is saying he's understood. Okay, great. Right. Okay, I will just share the screen. Give me just one moment. All right. Now, I think you will be able to see this picture. Everyone is able to see the screen. Okay. Now, we have this eternal world. The spiritual model says that there is this eternal world, the soul world. And this soul world is totally missed out by all. because the approach is a patthar approach, a stone intellect approach, and a stone intellect would be stuck up in the physical world, and this, the entire thing has been missed out. The whole of the medical science, the whole of the medical system, they do not want to know about the soul. They are just busy with correcting the bodies, and that's what they are doing. And the main thing is not important at all. The main thing is the soul. The soul is the one which is operating this body, and that is totally missed out and ignored. They don't want to even talk about it in the whole medical science. So this is the entire patthar approach with which they are approaching all the medical systems. Now, what is happening in the theater today? This theater is a big movie that is going on, very big movie. And the souls come down at some point of time and they watch the movie and they go back home. So all of them, you know, just as we go and go to the movie theater, we see the movie gets over, we go back home. So similarly, we come at a certain point of time and then we go back at a certain point of time. Now, this movie is like a 3D, five-dimensional movie. Very, very sophisticated and very, very deceptive also, I can say. And because in this movie, birth and death take place. And this movie has, there is a time duration of this movie. It is not an endless movie. Every movie has a time duration, 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour. So this movie also has a fixed time duration. And it goes through different phases. And not all the souls come at the beginning. Not all souls come at the beginning. The souls come at different points of time. And if you see that in the last 200 years, so many souls have come down, like the population has been increasing because the movie has become very, very exciting and even more sophisticated with the science and technology thing. So more people are coming down, more souls are coming down to watch this movie. Now, this movie starts with the golden age. This is the age where there is the inner life is absolutely perfect. We see this inner life. Let me show you some other image if I have. No, not this one. Okay, so this one is where there is the red color eye. A perfect eye, a perfect inner self is there. And there are no Vinash forces. Why? Why no Vinash forces? Anyone can answer? Let's say I will ask the center in charge to get you one toli if you give me the correct answer. Why no Vinash forces are there? I hope you can understand.
Because in golden age, everyone has good qualities. So there is no Vinash force.
There is no Vinash force and the destructive forces, I mean. Vinash force, the destructive forces, right? Geeta Ven was asking. So, and the answer is good, nice. Anyone else would like to answer? Praveen Bhai, would you like to take a guess? Why no Vinash force? Why do Vinash forces come? Or maybe?
Because there is no negative force. And there is no greediness and people know what.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, very good. Nice. So the word I was looking for, very correct answer, both of you and even some messages in the chat, they are correct. Because there is no ego. No ego, no Vinash force. Only when ego is there, so Vinash forces are there. So this is one age, golden age, where there are no Vinash forces. And this kind of a mind, the mind which is so pure, they deserve the best of the world. They deserve the best of the world. And to match the inner perfection, because the inner being, the soul is so perfect, to match the inner perfection, there is the outer world, which is absolutely perfect. So in golden age, you see there's a perfect world with golds and diamonds and absolute purity of the nature. Everything is good and everything is what you say, you know, on service, on their service. I'll just request you to mute the mic if no one is. Okay, thank you. So this is one age where the inner perfection, the outer perfection, they match. And this is the best age, the golden age of mankind, where everyone is happy, everyone is peaceful, everyone is pure. No hospitals, no laws, no doctors, no policemen. A world with number one civilization. We call it the golden age. Now, as the time progresses, when we finish quarter of our journey, we start with the silver age. The silver age starts. Now, this silver age, some kind of little bit of attachments come. Little bit of attachments, little bit of bondages come, but still it is very, very good. We can call it the second best heaven. It is still heaven. It is second best heaven, we can call it. It is still very good, very, very good. May not be matching to the golden age, but yes, still very good. So the inner life is like this, you know. No, not like this. The inner life is like this, you know. Just few attachments and bondages, but largely soul conscious. Now, when we reach the half of the cycle, let's say when we reach at this point, I don't know if you can see. Use the board. When we reach this point, we have finished 50% of our journey. So we are coming from here. We are coming from here and we are going till here. We have reached 50% of the journey. And when we reach 50%, 50% is a very, very strategic number. See, when we reach this stage, any one more eye on this side, it becomes the Ravan's age. One more ego on this side, it becomes the Ravan's age. And yes, the copper age starts. And, you know, all these eyes dominant, and this is be denoted by what we call Dwapar Yuga in Hindi. This is the copper age, and all the souls go through this psychic trauma. All souls go through this psychic trauma because why psychic? You are in heaven. You were in heaven. And suddenly you see the plots have changed. There is the hell. So it is like a big psychic trauma for the soul. The plots change. Something which was very good outside. So now because of this eyes, this black color false identities, the inner life matches the outer life. The outer life is not like the heaven. So all souls go through this psychic trauma. The souls who never knew this concept of sorrow, who were naturally loving, now they experience that sorrow and that misery is there. Soul who were thinking that they were immortal till now, now they come into the body consciousness. And then the body is mortal. Body is mortal. It goes through pain. It goes through the suffering. There is attachment. There is bondage. Karmic account starts. And all these things happen. And it is like, not a very nice feeling for the soul. And this whole process, you know, this whole age, it is also mentioned in Christianity in the Old Testament. You know by what name? In the Old Testament, it is mentioned. Anyone would like to answer by what name it is mentioned? It is quite a famous name. Anyone can guess?
Tamopradhan?
Tamopradhan, yeah, but it is mentioned in Christianity also. So, okay. So in Christianity, let me say, it is mentioned by the name of Adam eating apple. Now, it is not about one Adam, but the whole mankind goes for the degradation. The whole mankind goes for degradation at this time. This is the Copper Age, and this whole part is the Copper Age, and the mankind goes through this kind of a degradation. But at the same time, there are new souls joining from the soul world. The new souls are coming down and joining at different times. You know, they are joining here, they are joining here, and they are joining here. So this keeps the sparkle in the world going. When the new souls come, they are pure, they are powerful, they have the energy of love and happiness. So this keeps the sparkle in the world going. You know, in India, many times we say that this world is run by good people. Oh, which good people? Now, this good people actually means the new souls who come. They are good, very good. So they keep the sparkle going in the world. So I will just stop here to check if all have understood or anyone would like to ask any question or share anything. Please feel free. It's a small group, so anyone can come in camera and sound. It's a small family of few souls right now. Anyone, any questions? Is everything clear for everyone? Yeah, Geeta Ben.
Can you hear me, Didi?
Yes, of course.
By the sparkle, you mean the little good life force which we have in this cycle, in this phase. उससे आपका मतलब ये है कि the new souls which are coming, the purity.
We can hear you. There is like a break. So, intermittent break is there.
This, you mean news which are coming? Hello?
Yeah, new souls which are coming from the eternal world, direct joining from the eternal world. As we said, that not everyone joins in the beginning. Souls come at different times. And what is the question? I think some network problem. Maybe Geeta Ben, you can type in your question. You can answer that. So, by new souls, we mean the souls who are joining from the eternal world at this point of time. And because the souls who joined in the beginning, when they come to the Copper Age, there is a little degradation till that time. The souls are not that pure, a little less loving, or maybe a little, they think they are immortal now, they can die, and so many fear comes, and then bondages come. So they are, the energy and the power of the soul is little less at that time. But the souls who just come down, they are 100% pure, and that is because of they have the sparkle, as in like they spread that love and happiness and peace. Their energy and vibrations are there in the world. So I hope it answers you, or you can, some network problem is there. You can just answer in the chat. I think she can. Right. So this is the time. And then starts the Iron Age. Iron Age. I will just come back to that picture. And then this Iron Age starts. Iron Age is known as the Dark Age. This is the age when the Ravan is at large. Is at large. Vinash forces are there. So much of sorrow, so much of false identifications come up. That much false identification that we even forget the contrast. We don't even know what we were at golden age. The contrast is also forgotten. We degrade to that extent. All 10 heads of Ravan are looming large. And we really forget. As in, like, you know, we give this example. Let's say you have a carpet in the home. And you have a carpet. And on the carpet, some part of the carpet is underneath your cupboard. And some part is outside. So what happens is, you know, you find that carpet new even after 1 year. You feel that carpet is very new. No, nothing has happened. It's still bright and just the same even now. Even after 6 months more, you find that you are maintaining it well. And the carpet is rich in color and very good. And one fine day, when you lift that part of the cupboard, the carpet was hiding underneath. If you lift that part of the cupboard, you see that there is a big difference. This part is very new and this has become totally old and you didn't even know that. You didn't even notice that and you were okay with it. So similarly, what happens is that we even lose the contrast. And we see that there is the difference of day and night between the carpet, which was inside the cupboard, underneath the cupboard, and the carpet, which was lying outside. So we just cannot even find that contrast is there. So this dark age is, again, that's also mentioned in the Old Testament as the Iron Age. Now, the maximum birth we take here are 84 births, not more than that. In the Golden Age and Silver Age, the inner life is perfect, and to match that inner perfection, the outer life is very, very good. But when the Copper Age comes, once the Copper Age comes, Copper Age is the age of wars. It's the age of wars, it's the age of when prophets arrive on stage. We'll see all different prophets arrive at this, what we call as Paigambar in Hindi. They arrive on stage, and in Golden Age and Silver Age, there was no concept of God, no concept of temples or churches, nothing of that sort. Because all were godly beings, godlike beings. But in Copper Age, different prophets come to address that sorrow. And then the Iron Age, in the Iron Age, there are scientists, there are scholars, but still the degradation of the human being continues. Everyone starts to go down the spiral. That's what happens in Iron Age. So after the Iron Age comes that Confluence Age. Confluence Age is the age, very short period of time, that is the Confluence Age. So I'll just stop here, and just to check if the ones who are hearing this knowledge for the first time, if all of them have understood, or any questions, anyone can ask. Would Geeta Ben like to ask the question one more time, or is it clear? She can't hear, or anyone else, maybe Praveen Bhai, is it clear?
Yes, ma'am, it's clear. I have heard this sentence alone from Ramesh sir previously, so he explained this.
Okay, right, thank you, Praveen Bhai. Sister wants to know the Iron Age. Yeah, we were just saying that the Iron Age is the dark age when Ravan is at large and false identities are so much that we forget the contrast also. We don't even know how we were in the Golden Age. totally we lose the contrast and we just move ahead with all the Vinash forces, all the sorrow, and the degradation of the human being continues. So this is what I think you missed out. Anyone would like to ask anything at this stage? Prashanti Ben?
It's clear, sister.
Okay. And is Purnima Ben able to speak?
Yes, sister. It's clear. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. Now, this, there is one question that has come up. The question is, souls who have come up for the first time, who come down during Copper and Iron Age for the first time, are they less in degrees? We will not say they are less in degrees, but we will say all have different parts. All have different parts, and definitely the souls who come in the Golden Age and Silver Age, they are more powerful. And why we will say powerful is because to be in that setup of Golden Age with gold and diamond and the best of the nature and still not saying this is mine, it needs power. Still thinking that this is acting going on, this is drama, and nothing belongs to you, this is just acting, and to stay soul conscious, it needs a lot of power. You know, this is the Iron Age. This is the Iron Age, and as per our knowledge, nothing worth a penny. And even in this world, we are claiming things as mine, which are not even worth a penny. So in Golden Age, we need that power of soul consciousness, that staying in the drama and still not getting attached to anyone. So definitely we can call them more powerful. But the right word would be that everyone has a part to come in the in that entire drama. Some participate in the movie in the beginning, some at the end, some in the middle. So they all have different parts. It's a variety drama, rich drama. So the next question is is it clear for Payal Ben? Okay, great. One more question. Does the souls belonging to Islam or come directly from the soul world? Yeah, they come down from the soul world. They come down from the soul world. First they come down and then they come into the cycle. They come down and then they get into the cycle of births and deaths, and again they come into the cycle. Once down, they cannot go back home till the cycle is complete. So does that answer, Swarnalata Ben? All souls come down at different time, and so these souls also come down.
Yes, sister.
Okay. Thank you. Now, this confluence age is a very important age, extremely important. Why it is important, we will show you. Okay, so this picture is that of the Iron Age, where the real soul consciousness does exist, but then it's a tiny point in the entire mindset. It is more dominated by the false identifications. Now there we see that this is the confluence age. Now this is the time when 8 billion population has to change from a complete degradation to perfection. 100% perfect. Perfection, 100%. So this is the time when all the souls of the world, not just few souls who are taking this knowledge, But the whole 800 crore population has to shift from the degradation to perfection. So how would this happen? Would anyone like to answer? How would, is it like magic? We are not talking about 100 souls or 1,000 souls. We're talking about the entire world. This confluence age is a short period of time. And do you think someone would use the magical wand and change all the souls from, you know, downward spiral and they go in upward spiral? What happens in that age? Any answers from Brother Praveen? Would you like to answer?
No.
No idea?
No idea.
So you think some magic can happen? All the souls have to change. Yes?
Because okay, at this time, God himself comes.
God himself comes, right. Suman Ben is not new student, but we appreciate the answer. Thank you, Suman. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Now this process, we can say it takes place in two parts. All the souls change, and how do they change? The first thing is the new knowledge comes in. The first thing is new knowledge comes in. And the second thing is the misery of pain intensifies. The new knowledge comes in, and then the misery of pain intensifies. And the new knowledge comes in, it cannot happen without a catalyst. A catalyst is something which comes from outside, changes and goes back. That means a catalyst in science, it means like that. It doesn't participate in that entire thing, but it comes, changes and goes back. So this new knowledge comes in with the incarnation of God. And the second thing is the misery of pain intensifies. Misery of pain intensifies, and we can say that this episode or this misery starts with a small phase, and we can call that phase the coronavirus. So this phase starts and it will intensify further because all the karmic accounts of the souls have to be cleared and all the souls have to go back home because movie has to come to an end. Now, do you see the red part here? The red part is the time when this knowledge takes place, and this part, that is the part when the misery of pain and destruction happens. All the destructive forces are at large. Everyone's ego is at large. And because of so many egos, Vinash forces intensify and they clear the karmic accounts. If not through knowledge, then through pain, it intensifies. Now, very interesting thing I'm going to talk about right now, everyone should hear, that you see the movie, you go to the theater and you see the movie for 1 hour. Now, in the movie, inside the movie, you are seeing that there are buildings which are 5,000 years old. You are seeing people who are very old, let's say 90 years or 80 years old. In the movie, you are seeing there is a 200-year-old tree or a 500-year-old building. 5,000-year-old building, but the whole movie is for 1 hour. So the things that you see within the movie do not tell you the duration of the movie. The things that you see within the movie do not tell you the duration of the movie. And this knowledge says that this movie is a 5,000-year-old movie. And a lot of things happen in the movie. You might see many things, just like we spoke about. Now I recall the same thing of Julian Barber. Seeing the things at the present, you cannot say if they existed yesterday or 100 years back. Like we see the fossils today, the fossils may have come down at this scene in the drama. Because it's a drama, there are things and miracles also happening, and sudden appearance and disappearance of things can also happen. So this drama, this movie is like the slide. So in this slide, you see the fossils, but this fossil may not have been in the previous slides. You know, for example, in a movie, when you see someone picking the bone of a dog and moving along, and in the entire film, just for few seconds, that movie, that dog's bone is shown and he's taking the bone. And in the entire movie, there are no dogs also. So seeing the thing inside the movie, you cannot say the duration of the movie. Right now, we say that, no, this tree is, this banyan tree or any other tree or building is 1 million year old. The fossils and the gold and diamond we see here are 10,000 years old. But this whole movie itself is 5,000 year old. Has everyone understood this concept?
Yes, sister.
Any thoughts on that? Prashanthi Ben would like to speak.
Yeah, it's like a magic.
It's not a magic, I would say. See, this is a drama. And the soul is not a part of the drama. Drama means movie, drama means film. In the film, so many things happen. And similarly, this film is exactly like any other movie. Now, in this movie, we cannot find, movie is not meant for justice. No? We see, this movie should show justice and morality and things which are good. Film is not meant for that. Film is meant for entertainment. So we stop looking for justice here. We stop looking for equality here. We stop looking for other things because it is a film. Anything can happen in the movie. We do not question the director, why you made this movie like that. It is a movie, entertainment. You watch it, clap and go home. Even you act, you clap and go home. You are not questioning. So similarly is this movie, we are not supposed to question why this happened, who did this, what was his intention, why, all, how. We are not supposed to question this movie. We just have to watch the movie as it comes. Is it interesting? Not interesting? Om Prakash Bhai, would you like to share? I don't know if you can unmute. Are you able to hear me?
Yes, sister, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. And anyone else? Anyone else would like to share? Yeah.
Sister, I have one question.
Yeah.
So only souls are taking birth, like, but nature is still there.
Souls are not taking birth. They just come. They act, they change the body, they go back home. The nature, we will say, if you're talking about the nature outside, then we call it plots. No, there are the golden age plots of gold, diamond and palaces, and there are the iron age plots of pollution, of degradation and things like that, and wars, all those things. So it is like that. Has it been answered? Did I answer?
Not clear, sister. So, but that means plots means the golden age is still there, or it going to be created, or what?
See, this is a drama, no? The drama is per the drama, things will come up after the golden age, silver age comes, and the scenes of the drama change. That's just like in a film, the scenes change, and then the scenes in the iron age changes. Again, golden age will come, the scene will change. The scene will change, no? It can change. But soul is not part of this drama. In this drama, there is scope for, as I said, there is scope for certain things appearing, certain things disappearing. There is scope for miracles. Miracles happen, visions happen, all these things will happen. That's how is the nature of the movie. Movies are like that. But soul is not part of the movie. Like, you know, just in the previous sessions, we said that the soul is acting also, and the soul is watching also, both ways. The soul is acting in the movie and the soul is watching the movie. How? Let's say there is a camel elephant drama. Now, if someone is playing the part of camel, he is also watching the drama, right? He knows the part of elephant, he knows the part of dragon, he knows the part, he's watching the movie, he's watching the drama. And he also knows his own part as a camel, he's watching that, his own part also, and he's acting also. So he's watching and he's acting also. Both ways it is happening. So here, in the drama, the camel can die, the elephant can become a dragon. This is the nature of the drama. But the invisible soul, whatever is the part given, he acts in the drama. Makes sense, Prashanti Ben? Or you can...
Understood, sister. Thank you, sister.
Yeah, the soul is not the part of the drama. The drama is different. Akhila is different. Soul is different. Akhila is part of this drama world. Something may come. Akhila may disappear also. But the soul keeps living. Nothing happens to the soul beyond harm. Some other part will come. Akhila might enter that part. The soul might enter that part with a new name, new address, and then enjoy the part. So the sophisticated dolls, no? The bodies, they are part of the drama. They are going to stay in drama. The souls come, watch, act, and go. That's how it happens. Anyone else would
whoever came in Golden Age, sister. So Golden Age starts with very few souls.
Yes.
They have to take the all 84 births.
Yeah.
The golden age souls are within us, means like in this iron age.
Yeah, they all are here. All are here. New souls are also joining, and most of the souls, as per the knowledge, have come down. All are in this film because very exciting film, no? Interesting film. Is it? Prashanti, yes, interesting sister. Film is going on.
Yeah.
So all souls, why they stay up when something interesting is going down? No, like children. No, no matter you what you give to children to stay at home. No, we will put a home theater for you. We will bring toys for you. Stay here. Don't go down. But children want to go down. It's an interesting play going on. They want to be with the other children. Similarly here. This drama is becoming very, very exciting, very, very sophisticated. So all children, all souls coming down, they want to be a part of it. So they are here. And director is also here. So now one thing, is it clear for you?
Yes, sister. Yeah.
Yes, sister. Bahut badhiya. Bahut acha laga. Director is here.
Yeah, everyone is here. No, interesting movie going on. Everyone should participate. Why someone be left behind? And is it clear for Om Prakash Bhai?
Sister, if you take out the souls, then who will play the drama? You say, souls are not involved. If souls are not involved, then who will play the drama?
Yeah, that's right. The drama is meant for the souls. If there is no one in the slide, then it's something like they don't exist. So souls will be there in the drama at different parts of time. But then this whole nature, this drama is a toy meant for the soul. If soul is not there, then drama is not there. It's like that. Okay. Thank you. Is it clear for Praveen Bhai? Is it okay? Any question?
Yes, ma'am, it's clear.
Okay. Now, so in drama, what is predetermined and what's not? The drama is predetermined. The drama is scripted just like any other movie. All movies are already with a script. So this drama is perfectly scripted, but how the souls respond to the script, that is not scripted. That you can script. So the souls are co-creators of this drama. Co-creators. It is already a script, but then how you act in the script, it is your wish. Let's say a lion comes in front of me. I have a choice. The soul has a choice whether to panic and run and shout and scream or to stay calm and peaceful. It is my choice. It is the soul's choice. But coming of the lion is scripted in the story. Does it make sense, Purnima Ben? My reaction is not scripted, yeah.
Right. Yeah. So, but how about the decisions that we take? Not about the reactions, but the decisions.
That is also our wish and will. We take decisions with our intellect. If the intellect is good, we take good decisions that forms the drama, co-creation of the drama. And if we take some other decisions, the drama goes that way. So something, the part of the soul, the acting of the soul is totally the way it is, it's based on the decision making and things. Everyone will play their role and depending on how the role is meant, they will play. Did I confuse you? Yeah, I confused you. Okay.
Not that clear. So, yeah.
No, see, what happens is till the Silver Age, Golden Age, the drama goes almost perfectly because the souls are perfect. So once this degradation happens, the intellect is affected by the ego. And accordingly, the drama goes. That's what I said. It is scripted, but we co-create it. Then let's say we act in a particular manner and then that becomes a script. Like, if the children are watching a movie, in the movie Dragons Are Coming, the children get panic. They scream and they shout. So that was the role at that time. They screamed and they shouted. And now the parents say that nothing is going to happen to you. You are safe. It is just a movie. So now the children understand, okay, that's a movie. They are not going to harm at all. So now they wear the 3D glasses and they watch the movie now. And then that becomes a script now. With understanding, they are happy now and that becomes a script. Make sense? We can say that now the drama has been scripted like that. You can call it that way. Is it okay, Purnima Ben?
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so it is scripted. But once the we have given a reaction or we have acted, that becomes a script. So that gets embedded in the story. We can say like that. Is it clear for everyone? And there is one question. You can just type it.
Sister Baba says, this is repetition every time, every 5,000 years, this is repetition of the drama. If the dialogues or actions are not secreted, then how it can we say it is repetition?
It is a repetition because...
Repetition is, as you play in the Ramlila, you play the same, you see Ramayana every year. That is a repetition.
This is also repetitive drama. Every scene is repetitive.
You have to act according to the time and chance, then it will change the drama.
And then that becomes a script.
Then you can't say it is repetition.
But because we have to do karma, we cannot stop from doing our karma. We do the karma and then that becomes a script. And then you can say that the whole thing is repetitive. It just moves exactly the way it has moved every 5,000 years. So there is one script of the drama and we all play our part. And as we finish our part, that becomes a script. So drama is scripted and we also script it. And then you can say whatever has happened in the past is scripted. But by saying that what is going to happen in the future is also scripted and I don't do anything, I just sit like that, then that is not supposed to happen because we are supposed to act here. After acting, that becomes a script. So at the end, whatever has happened in the drama, there is the full movie script that has taken place. It has been shot, 3-hour movie, 5,000 year movie. And then again, the role plays goes on like that. But before acting, we cannot say.
Roles will be different then. Roles will not be different.
Roles will not be different. Again, we will come and play the scene.
Actions are different. These are not scripted. Then the roles will be different.
We see it like
supposing that. I did some bad act during my last life.
Yeah.
Now I want to avoid it and I walk out. Yeah. Then how it will be?
No one can. Yeah. No one can walk out now. No one. Yeah.
Then if I have committed a murder 5,000 years back, I have to commit it again.
It will happen. It will happen again. But we don't think like that.
It will happen again.
Yeah. But we don't think like that. You know, I'll tell you one small story. Not story. It is a truth. We are going little more than our stipulated time. Is it okay if I take some more time? Is it okay with everyone? Someone can let us
know. Yes, sister. For me, it is okay.
Okay, so just telling you beforehand, we'll take a little more time. Now, there was one person who would get, this is the true incident or truth in life, that there was this person who used to get dreams, and then those dreams would happen in the future, as it like immediate future. Let's say he dreams that someone is coming at home, so next day someone would come at home. And then he will see that he's sitting in a restaurant and he's going to watch a movie and then the next day this thing will happen. Now this person thinks that I will change the drama. I'm not going to, because he knew that tomorrow these things are going to happen. I will change the drama. So he says like that. So what happens is that day he dreams that he's sitting in some club and there is this person which he doesn't like at all. And he is going to speak to that person. He goes, gets up and goes to speak to that person. That's the dream he sees. So he says that, no, I cannot speak to that person. I don't like him. So I'm going to change it. Now, no matter what, I'm not going to get up from this chair in the club. So next day, as he had dreamt, he goes. He sits on the chair and everything goes as per his dream, whatever he has seen. Now he sees that person is also there. And in the dream, he goes and meets the person. But he is telling himself, no, I'm not going to meet. I'm going to see if I can change this. But as he's thinking, he's getting up and going to speak to the person. It is happening automatically. He's thinking, no, I'm not going to speak to that person. And he knows this is going to happen. He stays in that chair and very determined not to go. But he's thinking not to go, not to go. And he's going towards that direction and speaking. And it happens as per the dream. So this drama is repetitive. It cannot be changed. But we do not see it that way. Whatever has happened, we say that was a script. And now we take whatever actions we take it with a good intellect so that we create a good karma, not that as there is in the script we will do. So we create a good karma, use the best of the intellect, and then we go ahead and take the action. Does it make sense, Om Prakash Bhai? Did I answer you?
Kuch.
Okay.
That is right. Yeah, mere father ke saath hai. Wo bahut Shivji ke bahut bhagat. Unko dream aaya ke, bhai hum to tera ghar chhod ke ja rahe hain. Ke kyon? कहने लगे तू हमारा ध्यान नहीं रख रहा. कहते मैं तो बहुत ध्यान रखता हूँ. कहते नहीं, अगर ध्यान रखता तो 40 डेज हो गए हमारे सर पे चूहा मरा हुआ है. तो वो ऐसा रहता. वो कहते सुबह उठ के सब घर में बताया और उन्होंने सब जगह देखा कि चूहा कहाँ हो सकता, कहीं नजर नहीं आया. तो सब ने कहा ऐसे ड्रीम है. बट इट वॉज रिपीटेड आफ्टर 15 डेज अगेन. तो फादर सीढ़ी लेके ऊपर चढ़े. उस वक्त ये लेंटर नहीं होते थे, बल्लों की वो होती थी छत से. तो उसके अंदर कहीं घुस के चूहा घुसा और वो वहीं मर गया. तो फादर को उसका पिंजर नजर आया, वो फोटो के ऊपर था, वो निकाला उन्होंने सेकंड टाइम.
जी, राइट.
दैट इज माय फैमिली रियल स्टोरी फादर.
Right, right. Thank you, Prakash Bhai. Thank you for sharing. So there is one question. At one point, all the souls will come down from the soul world. Yes, all the souls come down. So this process takes place. No one can stay there. Everyone has to come and participate. Exciting drama. They all come down and participate. This confluence age is the age when we have to change ourselves completely. And there are the Vinash forces that if we don't want to change, they will move us in that direction so that we align with the truth. For example, right now we are sharing this knowledge. There is a possibility that the Maya and the Ravan, they interpret the things in a different manner, and then the pain comes, and then we will have to align ourselves till the pain will come, that we align ourselves with the truth. You know, something like the herd of sheep, they will go left and right and in this direction. So there is a stick to put us in the center, in the right direction. So similarly, these Vinash forces are meant to put us in the correct direction so that we don't go left and right. There is this, the policeman. We can call it the policeman who puts it left and right and we go it in the right direction. So we align ourselves. And this confluence age is the time when we can understand, practice the knowledge, and we can set up the cycle for the whole 5,000 years. This is the time when we set up the cycle. And any laxity at this time will affect the whole cycle. And golden age is the age of the deities. We call it Devata. And Confluence age is the age of the Brahmins. The Brahmins means the one who live a disciplined life, and he would take this knowledge and work on this knowledge and act accordingly. So the more stronger Brahmin life you have, the more strong is the life of the deity. So this is the time when we really have to work hard and not to have any laxity and things like that. So we just come to the end of this session. Anyone would like to say anything or ask anything? We are done with the session. You can come up with your questions, if any. Praveen Bhai, is it clear for you? Not hearing any sound.
Is it possible to get the recording of this session?
Yeah. It is being recorded, so we will post it in the group.
It is
advisable to go through the recordings, because sometimes it is easier to register the points if we revise anything. So it is being recorded. Yeah. Anyone else would like to ask? Payal Ben, is it clear? Payal Ben is an old student, so but still we will ask. No sound from Payal Ben. And any thoughts from Prashanti Ben? Any thoughts?
I understood, sister, clearly. No doubt.
Okay. So let us create some moments of practice. So we sit in an alert position. Knowledge is good, knowledge is fine, but if we want to see the change in the life, it comes with practice. We see the world beyond. World of silence. World of light. This is a world with no vibrations of questions, complaints, ego, or jealousy. Maya and Ravan free world. And all souls are tiny points, invisible points. And this is their home. Right now, we may call it meditation, but this is our home. And all belong to this home. All souls are godlike and childlike. And what the souls experience down below, that is the theater, a performance world. That repetitive drama, that temporary drama, can never be the home of the souls. So, in the intellect, we take this 180 degree turn This is the home. This is the right way of seeing things. You see the home? And this is home without boundaries. Very big. We are seeing just the way God sees. This is drama. And below is the drama. And this is the real world. Silent. Still. Timeless. Changeless. A world where all are loving, all are good. Relationships are good, sweet, and silent. God Himself is a tiny point here. He's the highest, the holiest, the wisest. Wise because he stays as a tiny point. He considers himself as a tiny point. Does not get mixed with the role. He knows that all children are safe and all will come back at their own time. All children stay in his canopy. This is the truth of everyone. All souls are lucky beyond harm, and they need nothing from the story. They can exist without anything. Thank you. So, just one more thing. Tomorrow, those who are joining from US, for them the timing will change. Clocks are changing tomorrow for you?
Yes, sister. Tomorrow it will be 7:30. Today it is 8:30.
So you will be able to join?
Yes, sister. Yeah. Okay. Weekend I can attend.
Okay, right. Thank you. So thank you everyone for joining. And we will meet tomorrow with a session on science and spirituality. So see you tomorrow and thank you for joining. Om Shanti.
Thank you, sister. Om Shanti.